Holiday Drear.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. There's not much to sing about this Christmas Eve as the fallout continues in the American economy. People are still losing jobs and filing for unemployment. 586,000 last week. We haven't seen those numbers since 1982. Personal income dropped by a fraction of a percent, and personal spending was down again, the fifth month in a row, the longest stretch in half a century. If there is one ray of light this morning, it's this. Durable goods fell at a smaller than expected rate. With numbers like that, the best part of 2008 is that it's almost over. We could find out today who's buying IndyMac Bank. The FDIC's been running that show and could lose billions of dollars from its seizure in July. As for what was going on in IndyMac before the fall, we're learning about federal regulators that allowed the institution to falsify its public filings. It was a way to look healthy, so it didn't have to stop accepting some forms of deposits. Marketplace's Steve Henn reports IndyMac apparently wasn't alone in the accounting game.
In a conference call with IndyMac's CEO this May, Daryl Doko, a high-ranking federal regulator, agreed to allow IndyMac to backdate $18 million in capital contributions, recording the cash as an asset on its books 6 weeks before it was actually received.
I think it's very troubling from an ethical perspective.
John Coffey's a law professor at Columbia University.
It's not really clear whose side the regulator is on.
Regulators at the Office of Thrift Supervision, or OTS, where Doko was a regional director, allowed other banks to do the same thing, according to Treasury Department's Inspector General, Eric Thorson. Doko was also the regulator in charge of overseeing Washington Mutual and Countrywide.
Well, we don't know yet whether they also engaged in the same behavior, but if it were to turn out that the same kind of backdating occurred at all three of these institutions, I think that will be a real stain.
Officials at OTS said they were unaware of the backdating until the Inspector General's report and said Doko has been temporarily removed from his job. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Markets overseas are lower today. Asian shares were mostly down. The Nikkei fell more than 2%. The Hang Seng shed a fraction of a percent. In Europe, trading is off for the most part. London, Paris, and Frankfurt are down. Yesterday, the Dow lost a little more than a percent. The S&P 500 had similar losses as well. As American cities go, New York is the priciest place in which to live. Try owning a car there. It's not easy on the pocketbook. At least there's a subway system that'll get you around, right? And if you depend on that, look out for an even lighter wallet. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority has to make up for a big shortfall. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
This is a Manhattan-bound 6 train.
In New York City, the MTA is life. $2 will get you almost anywhere in the metropolitan area. 81 will get you a month's worth of unlimited travel. Well, at least for the moment, says MTA spokesman Jeremy Soffin.
You know, we don't have the ability to print money. You know, there are only two things that we can do. We can cut or we can raise fares and tolls.
The plan is to do both. If the cash-strapped state doesn't bail out the MTA, subway fares could rise to $3 a pop by summer, $105 for a monthly pass. Soffin expects some people will abandon public transit altogether.
There will be some drop-off.
But at Grand Central Station, the reaction is a bit more stoic.
No other option?
Most definitely not. I would not cut back on my transit, no way. It's a good deal anyway.
Of course, more passengers doesn't necessarily spell more revenue for the MTA, which actually loses money on every ride. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Looking for snow globes this Christmas? Hallmark is, too. It's recalling 7,000 of its jumbo models that they sold to people who thought they were getting a cute snowman. What they got instead was a fire-causing frosty that magnified light, igniting things nearby. You heard right. The Chinese-made snow globes have actually caused fires. At least there's a ball of liquid nearby.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Paramount Pictures, presenting The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, starring Brad Pitt and Cate Blanchett, directed by David Fincher, in theaters Christmas Day. And by Gather.com. If it's happening in the world, it's being discussed on Gather. People are talking about the economy at Gather.com.
German Christmas markets have been all the rage for centuries, visitors coming in from around the world. But we are in a global economic downturn. How's that affecting the bottom line? From Cologne, Emily Schwing reports.
Cologne's Gothic Cathedral looms over one of the most popular Christmas markets in Germany. Small wooden stalls decked with festive lights surround a giant Christmas tree. The square is filled with people eyeing handmade wooden toys and sampling the Glühwein, a traditional spiced wine. Marion Lesbieu from France munches potato pancakes and licks grease from her fingers.
We won't change our Christmas plans a lot. We'll buy little things, a lot of little things. So we'll still have fun, but with little things that don't cost too much.
Lesbieu's holding on to her money this year, as is Eileen McGee. She made the weekend trip from London, but there's not much left over for Christmas gifts. So she's giving jars of authentic German mustard and handmade pottery.
You try to make it a more quality gift, and that's why the handmade things are they're special, and it means more than maybe the quantity of what you're buying somebody.
People also come to the Christmas markets for the atmosphere, and even a financial crisis can't change that. Randolph Sherman is the organizer for the Cologne Cathedral Market.
Perhaps they don't buy a car, but to buy a Glühwein or to eat a Bratwurst or to buy small gifts, the people need it every year and they want it, and for that they will have enough money.
People like Ron Tabak. He made the two-hour drive from the Netherlands for the weekend. Tabak says he is worried about his pension and increasing mortgage payments, but not today.
For me, there's maybe a problem because I'm retired, and maybe the inflation, my pension is not going with going up with the inflation. So that's maybe a problem. But so far, here in Cologne, it's perfect, and we are enjoying ourselves. And maybe sometimes we think about the crisis, but not today.
From the Christmas markets in Cologne, I'm Emily Schwing for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.